Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
To lighten the workload when feeding hay, we often take shortcuts and leave some twine or net wrap on the bales. And whether we want them to or not, animals eat some of that twine. There is a potential for twine to accumulate in the rumen of cattle and cause an obstruction. Research at North Dakota State University has confirmed this risk and provided further information on what happens to twine when cattle eat it. In a series of experiments, the North Dakota research first showed that neither plastic, net wrap, nor biodegradable twine gets digested by rumen microbes. The old-fashioned sisal twine, however, does get digested, although quite a bit more slowly than hay. In another study, net wrap was included in the ration fed to steers for an extended period of time. Then, 14 days prior to the steers being harvested, the net wrap was removed from the feed to learn if the net wrap eaten earlier might get cleared out of the rumen and digestive system. Turns out it was still in the rumen even after 14 days. So, what should you do? First, remember that it doesn't appear to be a health concern very often, and cows obviously are more at risk than feedlot animals. So it might be wise to remove as much twine, especially plastic twine, as can be easily removed from bales before feeding. Twine in ground hay may be less of a problem since it is more likely to pass completely through the animal. Think about how shortcuts and work-reducing actions you might take this winter affect your animals. Then act accordingly. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.